KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 65 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for showers and thunderstorms today, a high around 77. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Authorities say a man's body found Wednesday in a burned vehicle in Missouri with an infant is the father wanted in connection with an Iowa Amber Alert. Nadia Thacker reports from Missouri.
The man has been identified as 33-year-old Elvis Habibovic. Police in the Des Moines suburb of Urbandale had been looking for 9-month-old Logan Habibovic. An Amber Alert was issued for him early Wednesday morning with the belief that he'd been abducted by his father, Elvis. The alert matched a description of a burned vehicle found Tuesday evening in a conservation area in Harrison County. Authorities are still waiting to identify the burned remains of an infant also found in that vehicle. According to Harrison County Sheriff Josh Eckerson, they had to identify Elvis through dental records. The child's DNA had to be sent to Jefferson City to the Highway Patrol Lab along with DNA from the mother. Eckerson says the official cause of death is still undetermined, but he speculates that Elvis piped fumes from the tailpipe into the car. He says the actual cause of the fire is also still undetermined.
The Iowa Department of Public Safety says internal investigations into the purchase of hundreds of handguns that were later returned has found agency employees did nothing wrong. In a Friday afternoon news release, the department announced the results of its internal investigation and said officials would make no further comment at this time. The investigation began in April after officials told employees to turn in nearly 800 newly issued Smith & Wesson handguns after some officers raised concerns about their functionality. The department didn't specify the handgun problems. Three officials were placed on paid administrative leave during the inquiry. On Friday, the department said no illegal or improper activities occurred in the purchasing of the guns and no department policies were violated. The department says the employees have returned to work. A former Iowa legislative clerk has been indicted on suspicion of bringing white powder to the state capitol in 2012, a move that halted floor debate and forced a building lockdown. U.S. Attorney Nicholas Kleinfeld said Michael Dakota McRae was indicted on a charge of false information and hoaxes. He was arraigned Friday and released. Court records show he has pleaded not guilty. McRae doesn't have a public phone listing, and a message left for his attorney seeking a comment wasn't immediately returned. McKay is accused of writing a threatening letter and placing it in an envelope that was later opened near the desk of Democratic Representative Akeo Abdul-Samad. The envelope contained white powder. House debate was halted at the time and the Capitol was closed. The tests determined the powder was harmless. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican from Red Oak, said she is still trying to sort through the information before taking a stance on repealing labeling of meat products so you can tell which country they come from. It's called the Country of Origin Labeling, or COOL.
Members of our delegation are kind of split on this, so we're working through those issues and figuring out where we need to go with this. We know we have been hit hard by the WTO, and they will continue to come after us as long as we have the labeling in place.
Ernst says she likes the idea of knowing where products come from.
I would love a way to highlight our American products, be able to label them as American, and make it work for the WTO. We've got to find some level of compromise there.
The labeling covers beef, pork, and chicken, but Ernst says the issue is much broader.
It's not just our agricultural industry which will be hit. It is going to be many, many other industries, manufacturing and agriculture, and the types of products that we are sending into Canada or into Mexico. So we do really need to take a look at what the WTO is saying and then decide where we move forward.
The repeal of COOL passed on a 300-131 vote in the U.S. House. Its future in the Senate is uncertain. Jeb Bush is adding another Iowa event to his presidential announcement tour next week. The former Florida governor will appear at a backyard event in Washington, Iowa, on Wednesday morning. Spokeswoman Allie Brandenburger says Bush will talk about his plans to put people in towns like Washington, Iowa, before those in Washington, D.C. Bush is expected to announce his 2016 candidacy on Monday and will head to New Hampshire before coming out to Iowa. He was already scheduled to appear in Pella later in the day on Wednesday. Iowa's presidential caucuses are expected to be the first contest of the 2016 nominating campaign in February, followed by the New Hampshire primary. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is facing new pressures in Iowa, a state that already views him as too moderate for socially conservative caucus voters. Many of Christie's competitors for the Republican presidential nomination were in the state last weekend for Senator Ernst's roast and ride to Boone. Christie, however, was not among them. He returned to Iowa for the first time in 3 months this past week. It's not clear if anyone had missed him, but that doesn't seem to worry Christie. The governor says he plans to spend significant time in Iowa if he runs. He'll make a decision later this month. Republican leaders in Iowa have agreed to end the state's straw poll because of waning interest from presidential hopefuls and questions about its relevancy. Iowa GOP Chairman Jeff Kaufman said state party officials voted during a Friday morning conference call to end the straw poll, which began in 1979 and has been held every summer before a contested presidential caucus. For years, the poll has been considered an early but unreliable test of a campaign's strength. Critics say it has become a costly sideshow, and many candidates fear the humiliation of a poor showing. Some 2016 GOP hopefuls recently said they would skip the event altogether. No new bird flu cases have been reported in nearly a week on commercial farms in Minnesota and Iowa, and that has farmers, scientists, and government officials hopeful the worst outbreak of bird flu in the U.S. is winding down, though they know it doesn't mean the outbreak is over. Farmers are finishing the disposal of turkey and chicken carcasses, disinfecting the barns, and preparing to restock with new birds. And scientists trying to develop an effective vaccine, determine how the H5N2 virus evaded biosecurity measures, and to establish what can be done to prevent a repeat. The first turkey barn that was infected in Minnesota is currently restocking, and Iowa officials say they hope to begin to do the same in several weeks. The Iowa Supreme Court has ruled the front porch of a private residence is not a public place. The ruling comes in the case of Patients Pay of Waterloo, who was charged in 2013 with public intoxication after coming out on her front porch to talk with police about a fight she had with her boyfriend. Pay appealed the conviction, saying her front steps were not a public place. The Supreme Court had ruled 12 years ago that the front steps and common hallway of an apartment house are public places because access is required by everyone. In Friday's ruling, the justices say while people can use Pay's front stairs to approach her home for limited purposes, like selling a product or borrowing a cup of sugar, allowing them to do so is not a general invitation to the public to use the steps. The ruling also says that the front stairs of a single-family residence are always a public place. Quote, it would be a crime to sit there calmly on a breezy summer day and sip a mojito, celebrate a professional achievement with a mixed drink of choice, or even baste meat on the grill with a bourbon-infused barbecue sauce. The court reversed Pay's public intoxication conviction. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.